Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Today we're going to talk about something that every real estate investor will eventually face, filing an insurance claim. Because here's the truth. No matter how well you maintain your properties, things happen. Pipes burst, roofs leak, tenants cause damage, natural disasters strike. And when they do, you need to know how to navigate the insurance claims process to get the coverage you paid for. So today, we're going to cover the most common types of insurance claims, how to file them, how to work with adjusters, and how to maximize your payout. Let's dive in. The most common types of insurance claims. First, let's talk about the most common types of insurance claims that real estate investors file. 1. Water damage. This is the most common claim. Causes: burst pipes, leaking roofs, overflowing toilets, washing machine hoses, HVAC condensation, foundation leaks. Coverage: most property insurance policies cover sudden and accidental water damage, but not gradual leaks or flooding from external sources, which requires separate flood insurance. 2. Fire and smoke damage. Causes: electrical fires, kitchen fires, arson, wildfires. Coverage: property insurance typically covers fire and smoke damage to the building and your personal property if you have landlord contents coverage. 3. Wind and hail damage. Causes: hurricanes, tornadoes, severe storms. Coverage: most property policies cover wind and hail damage, but may have separate deductibles, especially in coastal areas. 4. Vandalism and theft. Causes: break-ins, graffiti, stolen appliances, or fixtures. Coverage: property insurance typically covers vandalism and theft, but only if the property is occupied or you've taken reasonable steps to secure it. 5. Liability claims. Causes: tenant or visitor injuries, slip and fall, dog bite, etc. Property damage caused by your negligence. Coverage: liability insurance covers legal defense costs and settlements or judgments, up to your policy limits. 6. Loss of rental income. Causes: property becomes uninhabitable due to a covered loss, fire, storm, etc. Coverage: loss of rental income, also called rental reimbursement or fair rental value. Coverage pays your lost rent while the property is being repaired, subject to policy limits and waiting periods. Now let's talk about how to handle each type of claim. Step 1. Document the damage immediately. The first step in any insurance claim is to document the damage as soon as it happens. Here's what to do. 1. Take photos and videos. Document everything. The damage, the cause, if visible, the affected areas. Take wide shots and close-ups. Include timestamps if possible. 2. Make a list of damaged items. For personal property, appliances, furniture, etc., list each item, its age, and its approximate value. If you have receipts or purchase records, even better. 3. Preserve evidence. Don't throw away damaged items until the adjuster has seen them. If you need to make emergency repairs to prevent further damage, like covering a hole in the roof, document the damage first. 4. Notify your insurance company immediately. Most policies require you to report claims promptly or within a specific time frame. Call your agent or the claims hotline and provide a brief description of the damage. Step 2. Mitigate further damage. Your insurance policy requires you to take reasonable steps to prevent further damage after a loss. This is called mitigation. Examples: if a pipe bursts, shut off the water and start drying out the affected area. If a window is broken, board it up to prevent weather damage or theft. If the roof is damaged, cover it with a tarp. Keep receipts for any emergency repairs or mitigation expenses. Your insurance may reimburse you. But don't start major repairs until the adjuster has inspected the damage. Step 3. Work with the insurance adjuster. Once you file a claim, the insurance company will assign an adjuster to inspect the damage and determine the payout. Here's what to expect. 1. The adjuster will schedule an inspection. Be present for the inspection if possible. Walk the adjuster through the damage and point out everything that's affected. Provide your documentation, photos, videos, receipts. 2. The adjuster will prepare an estimate. The adjuster will estimate the cost to repair or replace the damaged property. This estimate may be lower than what you think it should be, and that's okay. You can negotiate. 3. You'll receive an initial payout. The insurance company will issue a check based on the adjuster's estimate. This may be a partial payment, with the remainder paid after repairs are complete, or a full payment, depending on the policy and the claim. Step 4. Get your own estimates. Don't rely solely on the adjuster's estimate. Get your own estimates from licensed contractors. Here's why. The adjuster's estimate may be based on generic pricing or outdated data. Your contractor may find additional damage that the adjuster missed. Having multiple estimates gives you leverage to negotiate a higher payout. If your contractor's estimate is significantly higher than the adjuster's, provide it to the insurance company and ask them to review it. Step 5. Negotiate the settlement. If you believe the insurance company's payout is too low, you have the right to negotiate. Here's how. 1. Provide additional documentation. Submit contractor estimates, receipts, photos, or expert reports that support your claim. 2. Request a reinspection. If the adjuster missed damage, ask for a second inspection. 3. Escalate if necessary. If you can't reach an agreement with the adjuster, ask to speak with a supervisor or claims manager. 4. Consider hiring a public adjuster. A public adjuster is an independent professional who works for you, not the insurance company, to maximize your claim. They typically charge a percentage of the settlement, 10 to 15%. This can be worth it for large or complex claims. 5. Know your policy. Read your policy carefully to understand what's covered, what's excluded, and what your rights are. If the insurance company denies your claim or offers an unreasonably low settlement, consult with an attorney who specializes in insurance disputes. Step 6. Complete the repairs and close the claim. Once you've agreed on a settlement, it's time to complete the repairs. Here's what to do. 1. Hire a licensed, insured contractor. Get multiple bids. Check references and reviews. Make sure the contractor is licensed and insured. 2. Keep detailed records. Save all invoices, receipts, and contracts. Document the work with photos and videos. 3. Submit final documentation to the insurance company. If your policy requires it, provide proof that the repairs are complete. Invoices, photos, contractor certifications. The insurance company may issue a final payment at this point. 4. Close the claim. Once the repairs are done and you've received your final payment, the claim is closed. Common mistakes to avoid. Here are some common mistakes that can reduce your payout or delay your claim. 1. Not documenting the damage. If you don't have photos or videos, it's your word against the adjuster's. 2. Waiting too long to file. Most policies require prompt notification. Delays can result in a denied claim. 3. Not mitigating further damage. If you don't take reasonable steps to prevent further damage, the insurance company may deny coverage for the additional damage. 4. Accepting the first offer without negotiating. The adjuster's initial estimate is often low. Don't be afraid to negotiate. 5. Not reading your policy. Know what's covered, what's excluded, and what your deductible is. 6. Throwing away damaged items before the adjuster sees them. Preserve evidence until the claim is settled. 7. Not keeping records. Save everything. photos, estimates, invoices, correspondence with the insurance company. What to do if your claim is denied? Sometimes insurance companies deny claims, even legitimate ones. Common reasons for denial. The damage isn't covered by your policy, e.g. flood damage without flood insurance. The damage was caused by lack of maintenance or wear and tear. You didn't report the claim promptly. You didn't mitigate further damage. If your claim is denied, here's what to do. 1. Ask for a written explanation. The insurance company must provide a reason for the denial. 2. Review your policy. Make sure the denial is justified based on the policy language. 3. Gather additional evidence. If you believe the denial is wrong, provide additional documentation to support your claim. 4. File an appeal. Most insurance companies have an internal appeals process. 5. Consult with an attorney. If the denial is unjustified, an attorney who specializes in insurance disputes can help you fight it. Bringing it all together, let's recap. Here's how to handle an insurance claim. 1. Document the damage immediately. Photos, videos, lists of damaged items. 2. Mitigate further damage. Take reasonable steps to prevent additional losses. 3. Notify your insurance company promptly. Report the claim as soon as possible. 4. Work with the adjuster. Be present for the inspection and provide documentation. 5. Get your own estimates. Don't rely solely on the adjuster's estimate. 6. Negotiate the settlement. Provide additional documentation, request re-inspections, escalate if necessary. 7. Complete the repairs and close the claim. Hire a licensed contractor, keep records, submit final documentation. Common mistakes to avoid. Not documenting damage, waiting too long to file, not mitigating further damage, accepting the first offer, not reading your policy, throwing away evidence, not keeping records. If your claim is denied, ask for a written explanation, review your policy, gather additional evidence, file an appeal, consult with an attorney. Filing an insurance claim can be stressful, but if you know the process and avoid common mistakes, you can maximize your payout and get your property back to generating income as quickly as possible. Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow investor. Next time, we're going to talk about the tax implications of risk management strategies, because understanding how insurance, legal fees, and other risk management expenses affect your taxes can save you thousands of dollars. Until then, take action, stay informed, and keep building your passive income.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.